Welcome back to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm CDJ, joined by Tommy and JB Huskers. Guys, have you heard any good rumors lately?
I did hear this one about this one game that's coming out sometime this summer, so it's a juicy one.
I should have clarified about a video game, because I left a lot out there with that question. And JB, have you been keeping up and hearing all these rumors?
Yeah, that trailer was pretty nice on the championship game, wasn't it?
I heard if you blinked, you missed it. I feel bad for anybody who didn't see it.
Yeah. It was a top secret.
Our podcast is available on YouTube and everywhere you get podcasts. We would appreciate a like, a share, a comment. Everything you do really helps out the show, and you can send feedback to podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. Today, we're going to go through the rumors. Some of these are pretty legit info, and as we go through the show, they'll probably decrease in what we think is accuracy, but I think still worth mentioning. Every item has a little bit of aspect we want to talk about. The big one late last week, a commercial was filmed at the Rose Bowl for EA Sports College Football. This information broke courtesy of a YouTuber, Tubby Light, somebody who, it sounds like on social media, friends with someone who was there and saw a picture, sent it to him anonymously. Tubby Light received a screenshot anonymously from a social media, apparently someone on set, maybe with the production. Hate to speculate, but it sure seems that way. We get the director's clapboard here, EA, CFB. We get the director and the cameraman, the cinematographer there. Pretty legit stuff, I think, when we see that. Along with that, another screenshot shared on social media, kind of, he says this was more of a public view or public image he was able to find of a crew up in the bleachers. You can see the field's not in the best shape we've ever seen. So if this is a commercial, I can't think that they're going to show the field at all, because for Rose Bowl standards, that's pretty rough.
They'll just Photoshop it in.
AI will fix that.
Yeah.
Can AI do that stuff? And then finally, we have there was a brief video behind the scenes. To me, I'm not a TV expert, but it doesn't look like the biggest crew in the world.
So I'm really interested to see. On a flip phone.
But it does kind of look, I think that's when the way I took it off the YouTube. That's my quality issue, not Tubby Light's video.
Using a flip phone there.
So a couple things come to light there. Obviously, the big hype on social media was, all right, we're going to get a Super Bowl commercial. I don't think so. I would not bet on that one bit. They're pretty expensive. I don't think it would get lost in all the confusion and the hype around the Super Bowl. If you go back and look at the director's history, he has done a lot of stuff with EA Sports before, some of them being cover reveals, cover athlete reveals, even feature reveals, face of the franchise. He did a video with Patrick Mahomes. My gut says it's probably something along those lines. Guys, when you saw this, what is your thought? What do you think this is for?
I'm sure it's, I don't want to say commercial, because I don't recall in the past, yes, early on, like 2007, yeah, there were commercials on TV, but then sometime after that, I don't recall that happening very often. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't expect there to be an actual commercial, maybe a social media post, maybe something like that, or it could actually be something in-game to where they have athletes on the field talking about their experience or something like that. I mean, it's, again, I'd be very surprised if it's a true commercial.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised where people suggesting it'd be a Super Bowl commercial. Can you imagine EA spending that much money?
I don't want them to. And I think
then that means they're not signing any of the athletes, probably.
Right.
Something like
that. They're spending enough money on this game.
That's blowing the budget there. It's probably, like Tommy said, it's probably something for, it's probably a teaser maybe for social media. I don't know if it's really for in-game, but you never know. But it could really be anything, because we really don't have much to go off of based on those screenshots and stuff. So it could really be anything, really. So, like we said, it probably haven't even, when in our past shows we were talking about it, they probably don't start even putting things out until April anyways. So, I mean, to expect something in 2 weeks is from about 3 weeks from when that was taken, would be,
that's perfect turnaround.
In order to record it all and edit it and everything like that, you have to have those commercials in at least a week beforehand, I'm pretty sure, kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah, there's zero chance that the footage from that is for a Super Bowl commercial. And there was already a very slim chance for a Super Bowl commercial.
I know I can understand where people got their hopes up, because that leaked screenshot said commercial. But if you're on that production team, you're not being told exactly what this is for. So to you, anything you film like this is a commercial. It's not, it's commercial, TV show, movie. That's probably about the only three genres you're really doing.
And $7 million. $7 million for a 30-second commercial this year.
I don't think EA touches anywhere near that. But I do want to go
No.
back to the one screenshot that Tubby Light had. Everybody poured through these videos, and I'll admit I spent way too much last time looking at these trying to find something. And the only thing that
What's on that screen?
the only thing I think he might have, I don't want to say missed, but maybe a different angle I would recommend to view this as. He is correct. He had talked about how on this camera here, that camera, I'm pretty sure, especially when you see the video of it, is on the San Gabriel Mountains here in the background. I don't know if you guys can see my mouse at all moving, kind of pointing that out. And he theorized that the person in the middle here is the producer. I don't believe so. Yeah, he's wearing different clothes. There's very much a microphone on this person. There's very much lighting on this person. Someone is being interviewed and recorded here. We may not be seeing the camera on them, but this is definitely an interview. And you can see all these people here. I believe the call sheet here, or directions, whatever you want to call it, either shots they needed to get or maybe even the questions for this individual. I obviously, my first thought was, did we get something revealed here that we really should not have seen? It's very, very difficult to make out who this is. I will say that kind of did some homework last year trying to figure out what athletes were in the area at the time. There's a lot of athletes in California right now training for the NFL draft. So we really can't make a huge guess. The only thing that came to mind for me would be the storyline aspect. Why would they go to the Rose Bowl? Obviously, I know terrific venue, historic venue, but you got to think what we saw over the last month. That was a big scene for Michigan, winning that first playoff game there. Winning the Rose Bowl is always a big deal for whoever. The last NCAA Bowl 14 cover athlete, a Michigan quarterback, and Deron Robinson. Could the storyline be ended with Michigan, resumes with Michigan quarterback on the cover? Could it be JJ McCarthy? I don't know if this is him. I'm not even going to suggest it is. The thought did cross my mind. He is in Southern California, but so are a lot of great athletes over these next few weeks training for the draft. Michael Penix is down there. You name any top prospect, and they're probably in California right now training. So really couldn't cross off any names. But that's what stood out to me. This person is being interviewed. If we figured out who that was, a lot would probably be solved, but I could not figure that out who it is for the life of me.
Yeah, so that might be something for social media once the cover announcement's made. Maybe they drop that interview after the
That's
cover announcement is made,
it
if
wouldn't
that's
shock
what
me if
it.
this was like I said, Trent Ubbin is the director, and he has done, like I said, he's done cover athlete reveals for Madden 20 and 21, pretty high production, high quality videos. He's not going to do a glorified vlog. So I'm sure there's more that got filmed for this somewhere else. More got
Because
made somewhere else.
they're probably not scanning the stadiums or anything like that because that's already done, probably,
And
right?
I would assume EA would do that. I don't think they would outsource it to,
Yeah, this
they would have to have their own tech. So I'd
locomotion company.
So I really think
Right.
it's for it was something to do with a cover athlete or a feature reveal. Tommy, would
Like you,
am I off
like I was
base
gonna
or
say,
am I on the
like,
planet?
no. I think obviously you're right. There is somebody being interviewed, or maybe it's somebody doing like a hype video for when the game first launches or whatever, something like that. Never know. But yeah, it's definitely something centered on that person there in the middle. Yeah, it's just kind of one of those things that there's things you can pick out and say, it has to be this. But really, at the end of the day, we don't know anything more. And in a few months, maybe we actually figure out what this is for. So.
The one thing I will say, even to put a hole in my own theory, is that yes, somebody's definitely being recorded here, but you would think if it was a very formal or high production part of the video, why would you do it outside? Unless they wanted the backdrop while they're talking to this individual. But then again, I don't know what the weather situation was in California that day. Maybe the audio will be just perfect on this individual and you won't know they were outside versus I would assume a lot of voiceovers are done inside professionally for videos like this. But again, like you said, in about a couple months' time, it'll all make sense, and we'll say, how did we miss this clue that stared us right in the
Well,
face? We had it and we missed it.
plus
It's
the
Penn State. He's
backdrops.
got peas. He's got peas on his back, so it's got to be a Penn State guy, right? I can
Yeah,
say that. I think the cameraman has given
exactly.
us the hint and we missed it. Yeah.
The backdrop there is just the press box, so I don't know what they're I don't maybe they
I think the camera right now is pointing kind of
at the mountains,
over,
the San Gabriel
like,
Mountains behind him.
yeah, the side of his face, or just a shot of the mountains, and the guy's just hasn't is speaking, but maybe is not the camera's not focused on him right now or something.
Unless they have one cameraman on the right,
That's what I
like
think. Maybe
with them
something we're not
doing
seeing.
dual recording, or like a dual shot
Because
there.
his face is definitely facing this way. Whoever's asking questions or wherever he's looking is definitely over here on the right side. So I think
Again,
we got something here, but we don't know how big this is. We don't know if this was a maybe a test for an interview, maybe the real athletes over here. I don't know. It's like a Like we said, about a couple months' time, it'll all make sense, and we'll be probably kicking ourselves that we missed some clue. Also, last week, 24/7 Sports, Brandon Marcello on air talked about information he heard. Now, some people on social media, on Twitter, didn't take too kindly as soon as they even saw the tease, because they were not a fan of him teasing information coming during the title game that never appeared. However, he went on air, talked about it a little bit, and said that still reporting, going with his sources, saying that there were reports that EA worked on something, had something ready for the title game to put out, and got cold feet or backed out for whatever reason. If I'm like you, I don't know if I fully believe that. I don't think EA gets wet feet. I don't think they do things and decide last minute to scratch and there's a major bona fide reason. News-wise, the big new feature deal that he talked about on air, Ultimate Team will have college football legends. And anyone who played NCAA 14, and this was a lot of the comments, we already had this. And I think everybody
Breaking
knew
news
this was
from
going to
10
be a,
years ago.
yeah, this was, I think this was pretty much, I hate to say confirmed. So it's one of those that we really didn't report it because I didn't feel it was breaking news of any sort. I don't know if that was right or wrong, but that was my perception of this is something that I think everyone assumes is going to be in the game.
The only kind of leeway I can give him is that obviously the three of us and all, a lot of our followers, they follow the game very closely. They've heard all this information for years. They know the game backwards and forwards for the past 10 years. But then that, edge case people who are just, oh, there is a college football game coming out. The national championship just happened. I want to read about it or whatever. I mean, again, he's acting like it's breaking news, like it's something brand new, but obviously, clearly, it's not. To me, he lost a lot of credibility with the national championship news. I'm almost halfway wondering if maybe EA's kind of asking him to do some of this, guerrilla marketing type thing. I mean, he did drum up a ton of, attention during the national championship when nothing happened.
Right,
So, I
trended, didn't it?
mean, yeah,
Yeah, it
exactly.
trended.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's again, he lost credibility with me, and he's not given us any actual news in the meantime.
Don't think
So
he's
he's broken
doubling, and
anything.
he was
He's
doubling down.
right.
He didn't take the L. He just doubled down, and then on top of that, the next thing he does is presents us the obvious. I mean, breaking news would be current players are going to be on Ultimate Team this year because NIL
Right.
deals will maybe allow them to take a piece of that pie for cards that are packs, maybe certain packs. Like you could do whoever's going to be the top college star next year. They could have a pack where you guarantee a gold card of theirs, and things like that. But yeah, I mean, this is 10-year-old news, so I don't know why he was trying to pass that off as breaking, but I think he's trying to get a lot of clickbait and then not delivering on anything.
I think there's a lot of sources and places doing that. At least he claims he has sources within EA, so I'm going to take him at his word for now, even though to date we haven't had anything breaking come out from his side of the story. I believe there are a lot of outlets that are doing a lot of clickbait. We talked about before the show even that some of the information that we've talked about a month ago from other outlets, like from Matt Brown, gets represented on social media channels who no one's heard of and gets massive clicks and shares. And it's like, well, we knew that 6 weeks ago that was a rumor.
Yeah,
I think
we've been
there's a lot
talking
of
about that for a long time now.
Yeah, especially they're talking about the game day was the big rumor, the new one that came, emerged on social media over the last 72 hours. Well, Matt Brown kind of reported that even last year when he went to the Montana State game for game day. So it's one of those that I caution people to be careful with the clickbait because I think there's a lot out there for better or worse. Some may have sources, some may not, but it's frustrating to see all the clickbait out there and it just gets amplified so quickly.
Well, and I think part of it is even the people that are interested in the game didn't have their ears on for the game last year, like last season. So now that, college football is over and they're big college football fans, we're still waiting for spring games to come out. So what do you do other than start looking for forward to the next football game? So, I guess now they've got their ears on and kind of are perked up a little bit about it. Our next episode, maybe we can go and regurgitate the everything we've talked about in the past 6 months. So,
And presented as new.
exactly. It's brand new. We just heard about it,
We'll
So,
put release date confirmed on the title too,
But never actually talk about
Yeah.
Just say
Well, we were talking
release
about
date confirmed and
we're
then
talking about
make
the
them
release
watch the
date of the
whole episode.
podcast. We're
Oh,
talking about the release date of
gotcha.
the podcast, but it's in the title and just says re release date confirmed.
Speaking of release date, that takes us to the next rumor that kind of broke over the last 2 weeks since our last show. David Waters from Gators Breakdown, back on January 16th, came out with the alert sources EA Sports College Football planned to launch on July 12th, 2024. So that took off like wildfire. It's not a shock if that would happen to be accurate. That is the second week of July. That's the traditional release date. We don't know if EA is going to follow that, but it's one of those that if you had to make a educated guess, you would say something like that. We did have John Riesberg come out, and he came out and said that they have not shared the date with anybody. Let's say this is accurate. Let's say he heard this from somebody at EA. July 12th is a Friday. And if you go back and look, Madden last year released on a Friday with their MVP or special edition on that Tuesday before. That would put EA Sports College Football on July 9th with a, to me, basically Ultimate Team Edition, because that's what Madden's is when it comes out on that Tuesday. And if you remember this year on Madden, when it came out on that Tuesday, there were server issues those first, what I believe, especially that first night extensively on that Tuesday. It's one that I don't know that we can really take this for anything, especially with EA coming out and kind of saying, well, this may not be true. But what are your guys' thoughts on this rumor we had of David Waters saying July 12th for the release date?
I mean, that week is kind of the safe bet, whether it's the Tuesday or the Friday. That week is kind of the almost obvious answer. So it's not like it's earlier than we expected or anything like that. The fact that it's on the Friday, like you said, kind of lines up with what they've done with Madden. So you'll have a special edition that you have to pay extra and get it a few days early kind of thing. So I mean, it's again, not a surprise or anything like that. The only question is, I'm not a Florida Gators fan, so I don't know how popular this guy is, how many people he has following him, but obviously he has 7.4 million views. So, I mean, I guess he's doing something right. 40,000 followers. So, I mean, yeah, I guess some credence to it, but still, again, I've never heard of the guy and it's, obviously he's in Florida. EA's in Florida. There's some connection there, but at the same time, it could change 10 times before they actually launch it on that day.
And we talked
Yeah, it
about
makes
before.
sense though, just because of well, the second, games rarely launch on Tuesday anymore, so but if you're going with the second week of July, like they always do, it makes sense to say Friday the 12th. It makes you wonder though. I mean, if this is the, are they going to do an early launch? Are they going to have enough kind of features to give some kind of extra stuff for it 3 days ahead of time? Is it, of course, obviously with Ultimate Team in there, that's something you can do as an incentive. But it's going to be interesting to see if they do a actually do a kind of a 3 day early option to pre-order.
I think with the hype behind it, they almost have to. I'd be shocked if they didn't.
Yeah, I
There's
agree. I mean, just to get a little bit more in their pocket, just, to have the game 3 days early kind of
because
thing. I
it'll be
mean,
digital
don't.
content, because they don't do physical. Unfortunately, they don't do special editions with physical items. So it's going to be Ultimate Team and maybe whatever, maybe online items if they have something similar to Superstar Mode or the Yard, or a single player mode with extra outfits for your player, something like that. I mean, that to
And
me, that screams
plus,
obvious.
you got EA Play still. You might have those that subscribe to EA Play may possibly also get that too.
I purchased it for a trial for Madden and then got 10% off at the same time kind of thing. So yeah, you can definitely do that. And I'm sure they'll do the same thing for college football. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll be one of the suckers that lines up to pay extra to play 3 days early. So, I mean, to me, it's the big game for me every year sort of thing. So, this time of year, let's crack open the piggy bank.
Especially waiting 10 years for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we mentioned in a previous show, for anybody new, it's interesting to see what they do with the release dates, because college football is going to come in hot with all those likenesses. Will they have all them in time? And plus, my thought, I think we agree on this, they're going to want to have college football and Madden, with a decent far enough apart so nobody thinks, well, I can just get one game and be satisfied. You hopefully want to hit them for both. The feature set will probably tie in together in some regard. I think that seems like a safe bet. We have not heard anything. We should say hashtag no sources so they don't think we're pulling a 24/7 sports here with bad sources. But it's going to be interesting to see what the Madden release date does, if it stays where it's at or if it goes, oh, maybe a week or two later. Especially, we're assuming that the Central Gameplay team and some of the designers are working on both titles to give time to get both of them polished as much as possible. So that's why I don't think EA is going to announce a release date until they are 100% sure. I'm sure internally they have a date, but I think until they know they're going to hit it, I don't think we're going to hear it.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah, because back in back in, like, let's just say 2014, when 15 was out, that was end of August. But now, like 24, wasn't that the kind of beginning of August? It's still about the middle of August. It was
It's
about a
about the middle
week
of August.
earlier. Yeah, so
They've moved it up by a week in the past.
even when college football was still around, it was still at the end of August. So they moved it up maybe a week or two.
I
But
imagine
again,
they.
You got FIFA and NHL too. Like everything is so, like their sports schedule is so compacted. I know they've kind of released some other games like in October now, but that's just such a busy time of the year for EA Sports.
I was just going to say, I imagine they have to spread those out a little bit more. Like you said, give them time to breathe. But then the only reason they moved Madden up last year is because they didn't have another football game to compete with
There's
it.
no
So it,
college.
yeah, so it kind of made sense. As soon as it's ready, let's go ahead and launch it, kind of thing.
And Matt Brown came out this week, and I believe it was on his pay newsletter, so I probably can't go into too many details, but apparently EA has told one of the schools that this game has the, and I'm probably not gonna get the wording quite right, but biggest the big most likenesses in a video game ever. So I think the perception with that quote was people thought, well, they're gonna scan everybody. No, I think it just means they have 13,000 people that they're aiming to have the rights to, that they've got to get represented in some fashion to look like the real person. So that's still a big endeavor, no matter how you go about it, whether that's face scans for a small portion or majority, or just getting the equipment to look like the person. I mean, they've got a big task in front of them, which makes me question, any release date until we hear
Likeness doesn't not necessarily mean that they're going to be their face scanned into
it.
the game. It could just be name and a picture on the roster menu or something like that, and then they use a generic similar looking model for that player.
Hopefully similar looking.
Yeah, I mean
EA isn't always known for nailing that aspect, unfortunately.
all the offensive linemen are going to look like farm boys again.
yeah.
That was always the thing with Super Bowl 14, when people the lawsuit said about the likeness. If you go look at the game, they sure did not look like the real life counterparts, especially in the face. And the last rumor we had, not sure if this was on the pay site of SoonerScoop. One of our community members, Nate, sent this to us. So big thanks to him. He just wanted to make us aware. And if you guys see any good rumors out there, make sure you tag us on it on social media. We'd love to see it, whether it's legit or just funny. We would love to see it. Apparently, on SoonerScoop, following, which is an Oklahoma fan site, following the national title game where no information came out, a user claimed that they had a friend who they knew worked at EA or used to work at EA and had reached out to them. And this person now works remotely for EA out of Kansas City, per this user, and was claiming that EA had stuff, but the vice president of EA Sports walked in and said, "We're not going to do it. We're not going to post it." And it kind of ended it with talking about saying that supposedly early February, we may get information. Well, I appreciate Nate sending it in. I know we talked about this behind the scenes, like how legit do we think this poster on SoonerScoop was. I'm surprised it didn't go viral because everything else has gone viral about this game. To me, it seemed like when he outed the location of his alleged friend, I think that in real life, that person would be fired if that was true, because then you know exactly who's talking about you remotely. That that's right. I don't think it was legit, but I don't want to not present it because Nate was kind enough to send it, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it here. The one part that did stand out to me was that the person claimed that early February they planned on doing a little something, proof of life check, I think is how that user put it. They want you people to know we're still out there. Why early February? We talked about on previous shows, the first week of February, historically, they have sometimes put out screenshots, but also February 2nd of 2021 is when they announced the game was coming back. This upcoming Friday is February 2nd. So maybe there's a proof of life. There's going to be somebody who puts out a rumor somewhere we're not going to believe that ends up being accurate. I don't think this one's accurate, but that part of it did stand out to me that, and I don't think EA gets romantic about dates to remember that, okay, we announced the game on 2/2/21, so we're going to put an update on 2/2/24. But again, like I said, I just wanted to bring that to users' attention.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you said, he outed himself. If it was legit, he gave way too much information. So it, to me, I can't imagine that that's actually holds any water to it. But at the same time, I mean, EA is going to start releasing information soon. It could be February. They could wait until April. You never know. So at this point, it's kind of wait and see. The game's going to launch in July, I'm sure, whether it's that 1 week or the week before or whatever. But you know. It's on its way, and you know, we'll kind of keep watch on everything.
Yeah, they've been pretty quiet since the tail end of right before bowl season really started. Or actually, that was almost a year ago. So they haven't even tweeted anything since the end of
November of 2022.
the start of bowl season.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Inside Man, 2006? It was a Spike Lee movie. I
Denzel
think
Washington.
yep, I think their approach is very much what Clive Owen, the bank robber. I don't know if you remember the scene when they negotiate. And on the phone, he tells them, "I'll come out when I'm good and ready." I think that's their entire marketing approach. They're going to come out when it's good and ready. And it wouldn't shock me if around the NFL draft, maybe they put out something. Because there'll be so much
But I
media
mean,
focused on these players, and if one of those
yeah.
guys, say a JJ McCarthy, is on the cover, and then in the past
Even
they've
the
done stuff like
combine.
that. Yeah, I mean, in the past they've done that around the NFL draft before. You know, leading up
Yeah.
to it, like when Matt Ryan and Darren McFadden were on the cover on different covers. I believe they had events, and that's why they put out a lot of news and features. So it wouldn't shock me around that time frame. But realistically, we're in a spot now; it could be any time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because we
for
even did
sure.
that. We even did that draft special way back when. Which I can't remember was on Twitch or something like that. I can't remember what they put that on, but yeah, they did a draft special there. And then of course you got the combine.
The timing wise, they can't wait until the draft is their first information. That's end of April. So
No, I
there's no
agree.
way that that's, you know, yeah, they may have a big push then, but that's not going to be their first big push or anything. But yeah, combine maybe. I don't know what exact dates those are this year, but you know, yeah, they can at least show something. But at the same time, to me, it's again, like you said, it could be any day now. It could be next week. It could be 2 months from now.
That's
Yeah.
right. Yeah, combine's the end of February this year, so.
Are you guys surprised? And then we'll wrap the last question of the show. It's weird. People are going to have the perception in their mind, I think, going on that there were a lot of leaks leading up to it because we've gotten Matt Brown's Freedom of Information Act request. We've gotten, you know, sources saying from numerous outlets now, most of them have not panned out. Do you think the perception is going to be that there were a lot of leaks? Because I, in my mind, it's almost, I'm almost impressed on how quiet it has been. Like we have no huge leaks of a feature set or modes, or there's very little word of them visiting stadiums. I'm actually kind of impressed about how tight-lipped everything has been, despite all these reports that come out that people quote as gospel, but have proven to not really pan out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised, but again, EA's always been pretty tight-lipped. Until their marketing team wants to release it, they generally, you know, generally don't. Yeah, we've snuck a few things in here and there in the past, but at the same time, it's usually minor things. To me, the biggest information we've gotten out of the whole thing, like you said, Matt Brown, his FOIA requests have helped us understand what teams are planning to be in the game, what teams are holding out. You know, who they're talking to, what kind of assets they're looking for, those kind of things. So it kind of gives you a little bit of scope of what they're trying to do. They're not trying to just, you know, put out a generic game this year. They're trying to put the pageantry into it the first year. So.
One leak that kind of came out, and we didn't get really a lot of it, was when Ari Wasserman kind of revealed he had been one of the media members who went down and saw it last year. So then it kind of came out that they brought in college football experts to come in and look at the game and share thoughts on the feedback, show feedback on recruiting and dynasty mode and how that works out. And then later on, the Solid Verbal, when they interviewed Matt Brown, kind of a passing comment was made that in addition to Ari and college football media experts, they've also had, I believe the phrasing was current and former coaches. And I believe that probably includes assistants, not just head coaches. So that's like the closest thing to a leak we've had, I think, this whole time over 3 years. So I think that's pretty impressive. I think it's noteworthy they came out in the last week or two, the top 10 titles for 2023. Madden finished number 3 in the US, which I thought was pretty impressive. But it's so weird that this game does such massive numbers. But then there's also this undercurrent online where I don't know if it's a leak, I don't know if it's a talking point that came out, that we keep hearing that, oh, it's not a Madden reskin. Now, I understand if NBA 2K came out and said we're doing college basketball, they would also say, well, this is not going to be an NBA 2K reskin. But I don't think you'd have the community as upset if it actually was a reskin like you would with Madden, which I think is very interesting that this game does so well. But at the same time, we have to hear that college football, oh, well, don't worry, it's not going to be like it. Well, it probably the first year is probably going to be the closest it will be to Madden as it probably ever will be.
For sure, for sure. I mean, they're a little bit polarizing in terms of Madden or NFL fans in general are huge NFL fans, and college football fans are huge college football fans. I mean,
That's true.
I'll watch the NFL playoffs, but generally regular season, I don't watch very much at all. So, I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there like that they just want to focus on college football. And if you're gonna, you know, get your Madden in my game, I don't know that I'll want it, you know.
Especially if you don't like Madden's franchise mode, which seems to be the most polarizing part of it.
For
Yeah,
sure.
a lot
To
of
me,
people, they
that's the
didn't.
weakest.
Well, with that, we're going to wrap up the news and rumors episode of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. If you have any good tips or rumors you see online, tag us. We would love to see it at Gaming Tailgate on Twitter, or email us podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. For Tommy and JB, I am CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching, listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.